One of the founders and vice president of the SVG Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Association, Dr. Glenna Brewster, says stigma continues to be a major barrier to the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and dementia in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Dr. Brewster explains that because these conditions are still often viewed through a psychiatric lens, many individuals avoid seeking help out of fear of being labeled.
A lot of people who are living with symptoms of dementia are not going to get diagnosed, are not saying anything about it. So some of the symptoms might be they're experiencing memory loss, they're experiencing difficulty with solving problems or concentrating, they're getting lost in familiar places or getting confused with the time or the date or the year, or no longer recognizing people or places, having mood or personality changes or poor judgment, or just changes in who they used to be. And because Alzheimer's disease and dementia are still diagnosed under the psychiatric lens in St. Vincent and using that model, many people are even more hesitant to talk about it. I think if we were supposed to start looking seriously at diagnosing persons, we'll see an increase in the number of people being diagnosed and saying that they have the disease. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the number is increasing. It just means that we now have the resources and people know where to go to get diagnosed.
Dr. Brewster also highlights the urgent need for greater awareness around Alzheimer's disease and dementia, noting that education can help reduce stigma and promote early detection. She adds that the organization will mark World Alzheimer's Month this coming September by hosting a number of activities in alignment with the global theme. Ask about Alzheimer's, ask about dementia.
Weekend of the 19th to the 21st, that is the weekend that we want to have it, the Purple Weekend. It is the weekend where we're recognizing World Alzheimer's Day, that is September the 21st, so we want to turn SVG purple. We're having a health fair on the 19th at the Urban Development Car Park, and that is where the old Treasury building used to be. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., so we are going to have the hypertension and diabetes. We're going to have the Seventh-day Organization, the ones responsible for health. We're going to have the nutritional department providing education. We're talking about ways that we can decrease our risk and manage chronic diseases that increase our risk for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. And on the 6th, we're having a prayer breakfast at the South headquarters. It's from 7:30 to 11. That is once more increasing awareness and also raising funds so we can develop supports and resources to provide for carers and people living with dementia in St. Vincent.
While some risk factors for dementia are beyond one's control, Dr. Brewster is encouraging Vincentians to take steps that can reduce their chances of developing the condition.
So non-modifiable factors might be genetic. We might have an APOE4 gene, or age is another non-modifiable factor. We can't control the fact that we continue to age. But modifiable factors like what our diet looks like, whether we exercise, how much hours of sleep we get, whether we choose to socialize, whether we choose to keep our brains engaged as we age. Those are things that we have control over. And a recent study showed that these modifiable factors, when we're able to integrate them into our lives, actually reduce our risk for developing Alzheimer's disease and related dementias and actually increase our cognitive performance over time. So there are things that we can do to decrease our risk.
One of the founders and vice president of the SVG Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Association, Dr. Glenna Brewster. With today's special reports, I am Gaylon Brown.